Justin Flug back with you, now joined by Coach Eric Tate. We're talking Houlton Wildcat boys basketball. They competed in the Thunder Classic last week. Go 1-2 in that tournament with a victory against Hiawatha by 15, but a loss to St. Mary's in the opening round we discussed, and then Marysville winning Saturday over the Wildcats 63-52. So at least with Marysville, St. Mary's, you saw a couple different opponents, Coach, saw some different things in a tournament-type atmosphere. So what were just kind of your overall thoughts and biggest takeaways from the Thunder Classic as you return to that tournament this year?
I thought it was a really good tournament. Like you said, got to see some non-league schools that are good competition. So, you know, we kind of match up with that Marysville league a little bit. You know, we have Chapman coming up here. So, you know, that's a tough league as well. St. Mary's league is always good. They're pretty good this year. So it was a good tournament. Good to see some unfamiliar faces. I thought our guys competed really well every game. You know, that St. Mary's game that we've talked about, they knocked down shots, and that was kind of the difference against Hiawatha. We were the team that knocked down shots, got to the free throw line, and then against Marysville, you know, the one thing you wish you could have back was we shot 19 of 34 from the free throw line. So, you know, especially in the first half, I feel like if we knocked a couple more free throws down, maybe Marysville's playing from behind and not the other way around. But, you know, good learning opportunities, good to see, you know, somebody else. And I think it sets us up well for these next 10 games on the back half of the schedule.
You know, I was thinking about maybe a common theme, and if anything, especially on the offensive end, it seems like you're still having maybe those stretches in the games where there's, you know, 3, 4, 5, maybe even 6, 7 minutes to where, you know, it's just really tough to score. It just seems like you've been having those scoring lapses still in several games, and that's part of the growing process with an entirely new varsity roster and new starting lineup, I'm sure. But is that what you kind of see as well, as just being able to avoid maybe the stretch of scoring drought that seems to pop up in some of the games?
Yeah, I mean, if you look back through our schedule, there's a couple games where you could say, man, if we play better here, better there, you know, we're probably, you know, 5-5 or 6-4 maybe. But, yeah, I think with the tournament last week, we did a pretty good – I thought we've done a good job of getting to the free throw line. Like I said, I think we need to finish more. I think with the tournament, we've kind of seen who our main scorers are. We got some really good, you know, Bodie Dillon, Braden Peake, Kyler Catherine's there. They're usually up around the 10 mark. And, you know, depending on the night, one of them will go up into the high teens. You know, Corbin Fox has done a good job for us. Eric DeDonder's been getting up in there. So, I think as the season goes, we're starting to really fill out who puts these things on the score sheet. And then when we get extra contributions, you know, against Hiawatha, Braden Binkley came in and knocked down a big three for us to kind of get some more momentum rolling. Brody Meyer had a really nice back cut finish to start the game against Hiawatha. So, you know, I think those guys that chip in here and there really, you know, they know their role, but they need to do a really good job of, hey, when it's my turn to get those two buckets, I need to really focus in. I need to finish those. And like you said, throughout the year, there's multiple times where I could think of guys coming in and, you know, getting a good look and maybe a little nervous, kind of, you know, throw one off the backboard or something a little too hard or, you know, but like you said, growing process, all these guys, you know, none of them played major minutes. So, you know, we're halfway through the season. So now, you know, we say everybody, you're now a year older. You gotta be solid while you're out there. So thought we did a pretty good job last week, and I think those roles are really defining themselves as we go.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah, Corbin Fox had 12 against Hiawatha. Carrick DeDonder had 9. Binkley had 4, as you mentioned.
Yep.
So looking ahead now, you got Riverside tonight. That, of course, is a makeup game on the road. Chapman, your final non-league game at home tomorrow. It'll start a string of 5 straight home games for you. And Man, I know the opponents don't get any easier, but you look at the schedule, and I'm sure you'd love to think that right now would be a great time with all these home games coming up and a couple extra days you had to rest earlier this week to kind of start finding a little more rhythm and confidence.
Yeah, you know, another, like you said, another thing that we really, I felt really good after our game on Saturday. You know, you lose by 11. You feel like you competed well, but maybe left some points out there. We had a really good chat in the locker room. One of those conversations where the boys were talking, okay, and then Coach Purcell started talking, and then the guys talked, then I'd say something, and they would give us feedback. And, you know, I felt really good going into this week of practice with three days of practice going into this stretch. Hey, I feel like we can get on a roll. I think our guys, like I said, they're starting to see, hey, oh yeah, we can compete. We can do these things well. So, you know, we've talked, we haven't played Riverside yet. Still haven't played Perry yet. So, still a couple uncommon, I'll call them right now, opponents, but, you know, with Chapman coming to town, we feel like we're in a good spot to, you know, we're playing everybody a second time. We can fix those things, like against Nemaha. You know, we don't get to a super slow start. Maybe we're in a better spot instead of playing from behind. So I feel like we have our opportunities are in front of us. The record might not be what we want it to be right now, but we can really start to make some strides in that category.
You bet. Well, we look forward to the games coming up, especially having a lot of home games here over the next couple of weeks following tonight's road trip to Riverside. Best of luck, Coach, and we'll see you on the court soon.
All right, thank you very much.
Coach Eric Tate of the Wildcats. The Holton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Farmer State Bank, by Community Healthcare System, and by Boomer Steakhouse.